This is going to be my last one here, and it's a rather long one. Thank you for addressing the issue of product and business. Personally, I prefer to stick with the inviting formula and look for business partners, but my sponsoring is not meeting some basic volume requirements in my compensation plan. This is forcing me to evaluate how I approach some people and focus more on product sales. My questions, therefore, are as follows. And this is from Todd. It says, what is the best way to engage someone in conversation and lead to product inquiry? Number one is greet. Okay, so when you say, what is the best way to engage someone? You greet them, right? And to get the full definition of greeting, don't think for a second that I mean, hey, how are you? Okay, the definition of the greeting is to get the person willing to talk freely and openly to you, and you do not move to the qualify step until they can and are talking freely to you. Because if you move too quickly into the qualify step, then they're going to give you some surface type of an answer like, oh, everything's fine. No, I don't want to lose, 400 pounds, or, they'll give you just crazy answers. So you greet, then you qualify, and the qualify would be something like, and this is where earlier I told you that in some of the questions I would be able to give you how I enter into conversations. So in the qualify, I ask something like, hey, do you take supplements, right? You heard me in that explanation or that question that I had asked the buddy of mine who we rode down to the beach with, okay, and he says, I got to get in shape. So just a straight-up question, do you take supplements? This is after a greeting, because if you haven't gotten a good greeting and you ask this question, he may give you a surface answer and you won't get in deep to be able to help the person. And then maybe a follow-on question to, yeah, I take supplements or something. I say, how do you decide which ones to buy? Okay, so this is to get the person to communicate to me what it is that they're actually looking for. Some other types of entrances, depending upon what industry that you're in. Have you ever tried a shampoo with sodium lauryl sulfate in it? Okay, I know that kind of sounds crazy. It's a big word. But then I would immediately explain to them about what it is. And the alternative to that one is a product that has been shown to create blindness and things like that. So it is basically using a big word to cause the person to think for a minute and open up that I can explain to them what it is. Okay? And that one, you absolutely have to make sure that you're in such good greeting with the person. Otherwise, that will sound so stupid and so ridiculous. And so don't use that one unless you just have really got it in. Good conversation with a person. Another one might be, how do you decide which skincare to buy? Do you use how good is their advertising, or do you use how good are their ingredients? Okay, so that was one that I used when I was promoting skincare. You can kind of get an example off of the ones that I just gave you on how I create product conversations. And those are how I bridge in. So, Todd, your question is, what is the best way to engage someone in conversation and lead to product inquiry? You greet them, and then you use some kind of an opening line like what I just gave you.